know that you would have read it. I would have read it. So this is from the book Me'am Lo'ez. Me'am Lo'ez is a commentary written in the early 18th century in I'll read you what it says from the Encyclopedia Judaica. This is written by the author of this book was the grandson, the son of the daughter of Rav Moshe ben Chayiv. Whether the appearance matters, counts. Does it count? Does the fact that you can identify the presence of this substance by its being visible? Remember, there is a rule that says tam ki ikav. If you can taste the substance, it doesn't lose its identity. And the issue here is whether you can't taste the dye if it's coming from the red, but you can see it. And the main thrust. Okay. So first let me just read you about the book Me'am Lo'ez, an 18th century ethico-homiletical Bible commentary in Ladino, the outstanding work of Judeo-Spanish literature. The commentary, conceived on an encyclopedic scale, was begun by Jacob Cooley, who felt after the chaos left by the Shabbatai Tzvi heresy that there was a need for the reabsorption of the masses into Orthodox Judaism. Because of their ignorance of the Hebrew language, they had no access to traditional literature and gradually turned away from religious observance. As is clear from his preface in the first volume on Genesis, this was what Cooley had in mind when, in about 1730, undertook the writing of this work. His aim was to popularize Jewish law by means of extracts from the Mishnah, Talmud, Midrash, Zohar, and the biblical commentaries. In fact, all the branches of rabbinical literature translated into the Ladino vernacular. Cooley originally intended to call his great Beit Yaakov, but quoting from the Psalms 114:1, when Israel went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, he finally called it by the original Hebrew of that phrase, Me'am Lo'ez. Written in an unpretentious, popular style and an attractive form, Me'am Lo'ez was to put the elements of Jewish life at the disposal of people unable to use the sources. It deals with all aspects of Jewish life and often with life in general, with history, ethics, philosophy, and biblical exegesis. It comments on the prescriptions of the law and clarifies them with a profusion of detail. Cooley's idea was to compile the first part of his commentary around the weekly portion of the Pentateuch, assembling verse by verse all the material that had any bearing on the section. This was linked together by anecdotes, legends, historical narrative, and folklore. The easy, colloquial style of the work gives it a conversational quality. The first volume of Me'am Lo'ez was published in Constantinople in 1730. No work designed to instruct the Jewish masses had ever proved so popular. And I don't want to read the rest. He lived through Truma, and then from his manuscripts and other continued the work. And as I said, unfortunately, the Ladino version was on a different floor in Widener from the Hebrew collection. It's a little hard for me to get around. Okay, so we'll read it in Hebrew translation rather than in the original Ladino. Hadavar hashishi, the sixth ingredient of substance to be assembled in the kuli tuma, tola'at shani, sheyesh ilanot, she'enam osim perot, the certain trees which have bear no fruit, u'mah shegadal behem hem perot ketanim kadashim, v'b'chol echad mehem yesh kimeya tola'im ketanim hamleim dam. והם לחוצים מאוד על גבי זה, זה על גבי זה, ואינם זזים ממקומה. וכמשבקין הדשא הזו, כשהיא תויה, מתמלאת היד מתמצית הדם שנוזל מקליפותיהם הקטנות. ואם לוחצים את העולים הקטנים האלו, נעשה כמו מרק של תותים שחורים. It's like blackberry juice. והסוחרים קונים אותם הדשים ומניחים אותם להתייבש בשמש בתמוז ואב. They let them dry out in the sun. ומחמימת השמש מתים התולעים האלו, מייבשים העדשים ואוספים אותם ומוכרים אותם. ושורים עדשים אלו במים ונעשה אדומים כמו דם. וזהו שקוראים האנשים קרמיז, ובו צובעים בגדים וחצפצים. וכן שמים קרמיז במחקה ובסוכר פרחים כדי שיקבל צבע נאה. וכן הקרמיז הוא צבע המשמח את הלב. And furthermore, it has some drug physiological benefit. Ve'ein isur bazeh, and ve'ein isur bazeh. There's no prohibition with this. Using this, af al pi she'na'ase mitola'im, even though it's made from these bugs.
Why are they worms?
Well, we know that they're bugs.
words would be quite different. I don't know.
These are... What? Okay. Well,
have a worm and an apple, you know, you only have a worm,
right. Kevan shemit yapshim, since these are dried out, v'na'asim kamo afal k'mishomam. Because the, so now he's giving the same reason that the Radvaz gives, namely that these are, they begin completely dropped. V'kol shekein shein ochlim mehem. Furthermore, these are not things that are to be eaten. Ela mishtamshim behem letzeva shemakablim mehem hamayim. They're only used to colorize the water. V'yachol pi shegam kishem yuveshim yesh latolim oto hapu'ula sheyesh lahem bo'odom chayim. דו שזה שעשרה תולעת שני לאכילה, הרי זה בגלל הלחלוכית שיש בה. כפי שנעשו כל התולעים, לא מאכפת הצבע שיש בהם. It's because of the flesh that's in there. ואם כן, כשמתייבשים, when they're all dried out, ונעשים כבר עפר, לא נשארת מהם שום לחלוכית, והלך מהם האיסור שהיה בהם. All the prohibition has disappeared. And what's left is the color, which has the, not the substance of the original buck. Even though it has a beneficial drug effect, this doesn't matter. Since it has no flavor in the mouth, it's just a medication. שלא אסרה תורה מאכלות אסורות, אלא בגלל הטעם שמרגישים בחייך ובגרו.
No side effects.
Has some beneficial side effects, but no taste. אבל על הנאה שנעים העברים הפנימיים, but as far as the pleasure, the benefit that comes to the inner organs, כפי שיש מיני עשבים מטבלין, שכל אחד מהם יש סגולה, just like every substance has its own hidden virtue, אחרים משמשים לכאב הלב, some for a heartache, ואחרים for heartburn, ואחרים לכאב ראש, and others for headache, ויוצא בזה מן הסגולות שיש לצמחי הארץ, and various other benefits that various plants have. בכל אלו אין חשש, ובוודאי בתהילים הם בשישים, כיוון שהנזו אבאה מאליה ואין בה ממש. So again, it's similar to the Radvaz, not so similar to his grandfather's tshuva, although he undoubtedly had this in his possession when he was writing this. Now let's come to a more modern problem, but still the same food coloring. So this is now from Rabbi Weiss, Diane Weiss. Your father isn't here tonight, so you get him a copy of this. So there are two problems. We're only interested in the second problem. The Sefer Torah shenidvak galgei otiyot shel Hashem havaya yitarach no ba'alvat sviyat salami betzeva adom shenaseh mizugim. The production of salami, again, you add food coloring. And the food coloring that's used is cochineal. That's the same.
My father's father used to say he could make a mozi and a salami in Israel.
על דבר שכתב כפול תורתו, שהיה בימים האלו בבית חרושת אחת, he was in a factory, להשגיח אודות מיני תבלים שונים שנותנים בתוך סלט. He was investigating the various, what's so funny? I mean, why is salami funnier than treacle? וציבה להביא לפניו את הצבע שנותנים לתוך הראש נקניק להדימות. And he asked to see the food coloring that was added to the salami, so it should look like fresh red meat. Right? That's the purpose of putting the food color in.
They're not allowed to, but they still do it. I think it's a matter of art, but they...
They do it anyway. Tradition. And he was shocked. Ki hafabrikant, because the manufacturer, Baal Beit HaChoroshet, lafitumo, hevilo bekara achat, zvuvim yveshim ushchorim lemeyot, he brought him...
The ethics, it's a good thing of a stranger coming in here. The ethics of Judaism, food coloring and salami.
New ad.
I mean, just two letters.
והסביר לו שכל אלו באים מאי קנריה שבשפניה, I guess that's Spain, from the Canary Islands, אשר מגדלים זבובים אלו למיליונים במספר. These bugs are grown by the millions, וממיתים אותם על ידי שנתפסים בתוך פח אחד שונח על השמש החמה מאוד בשם, וככה מתייבשים עוד על השמש זמן הצריך. They're all dried out there. וככה באים לכאן עד שעל קילוגרם אחד יעלה יותר ממיליון זבובים. One kilogram of the substance is made up by a million of these bugs. ובכאן טוחנים את הזבובים דק ממש כקמח, and they're ground up into a flour, ונמכר למקולים, מקום שעושים הסלמי, and they're sold. Should we stop? I mean,
I don't get salami.
I think the only reason this is funnier is that it's more recent. I mean, I don't know why this is why it's any.
Why? Why this guy
in the back had actually
seen it? Why would he buy it now?
I'm sure now.
No, but why even then?
I have no
idea.
Probably.
The people know.
Whatever. Okay. ונמכר למקולים מקום שעושים הסלמי ואופשנית. What is אופשנית?
I don't know.
A different,
what is it? Like bologna?
Provisions, yeah. Bologna is a mixture of them, all kinds of
provisions. Like a frankfurter? What is it? I just don't know what it is.
It's a mixture of different
bologna.
It's sort of like that. They're formed in a jelly.
I see. All right, at any rate, these are stores of the stores where they make the salami of schnitz, the Kdei Litzvoa Adom Canal. And they want to make all of the salami appear red. Al Yudei Shemisinim La'erech 25 or 30 gram B'toch Litra Mayim. They put 25 or 30 grams of this powder into a liter of water. U'mizeh Misinim B'toch HaSalami Lo Harbei. And they only put a little bit of this now liquid food coloring into the salami, ki hu yakar ma'od, rak kedei shiyaseh tzepa adom v'yafeh, in order to give it a beautiful appearance. Va'inyan nogea lehefseid gadol yulo yushuav, and this, if they didn't use this, it would cause a huge loss to the manufacturer, ki im yefshar lasot ha'salami v'avshnit v'lo ha'tzepa azod, yafsid kol konav. He would lose all of his customers if he produced the salami in its true original color, as opposed to
red.
Right, or green. What? You don't want to know. I lived for a whole summer.
But this food coloring is a very serious issue, because the OU makes it. You go to their website in Kashrut, that's one of their big deals.
What do you mean it's a big deal?
I mean, they talk a lot about bugs and food coloring.
And they don't permit it?
I don't think so, no.
Well, that goes to show, because here Rabbi Weiss, who you would not regard as the most right. lenient poster.
Go to their website in Kashrut, they talk about it.
Okay, so you could, so that's just another example of the fact that there's been a long rabbinical tradition to permit this, and even a machmir like Rabbi Weiss, as we will see, allows it. The OU doesn't allow it.
Well,
that's what you're telling me.
The red coloring, I know, but the foods which have red coloring from the club, they don't allow it.
What about pills?
About
perfect.
What about lettuce?
Yeah,
I hear that they knocked everybody out on lettuce.
Get your protein.
They went crazy about lettuce.
OU?
Everybody does, you know,
you don't want
to have lettuce.
Is this something new? I don't know. I can't keep control here. I think maybe we'll stop here and read the Tshuva next week along with the Tshuva of Ovadia Yosef.
Well, like Star Moshe, the other day I read on the website, says they won't have the Star Moshe on the salads for a while because there are too many parts of it.
We will stop here. I can't control this class. We will stop here and in Yetz Hashem resume this Shavuot.